Hello, we are live right now. Praise the Lord from the part two of the Top Gun launch team. And we're grateful. Right now you're hearing right now the top 12. I mean, not the top 12, forgive me about that. I'm thinking about my program with the artists, the Top Gun team here live in Atlanta. And we thank God right now for what's going on now.
We are now at the Marriott in Atlanta, and it is awesome. We are in a place where it's some of the most awesome fire that you've heard of our day. I'm telling you, there's an acceleration, there's a fire here that's unexplainable. You'd have to be here to realize it. And we're saying to you that all over the world, you can be a part of this great move. There is a move that's so phenomenal, that is powerful, and is unique, outstanding. Here's what's outstanding, that even the leaders that's a part of NA Power, North American Power, is here with us, and we're excited about being able to be a part of something so unique. I believe that that transfer that we've been waiting on all of our lives, the Bible says that that there will be a great wealth transfer. There will be a great wealth transfer, and you need to know that you can be a part of this. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what country you're in a few days there's going to be a release. They're going to be released all over the world. It is awesome. It is powerful. And to be able to be a part of something that you feel that God has dropped and is allowing you to be a part of it is so unique and so outstanding. And it's amazing that we're right here in Atlanta at the launch of NA Power. And I'm telling you, North American Power is something that you might just want to be a part of, because when this transfer takes place, you want to be in on it. You don't want to be left out. And so, ladies and gentlemen, one of our greatest, one of our unique, one of our outstanding leaders, I want him to introduce himself and let us know exactly what's going on with this powerful thing right here in Atlanta. All right.
The world. Thank you very much, Joyce. Appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for dialing in. And I got to say, I've never seen a more committed group of people, excited group of people in 22 years now in this industry. And I can just thank God every single day that why he's given us energy deregulation in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'm just blessed that he did. And it's our chance, our opportunity, our time to transfer the wealth, if you will. Some of the greatest leaders in our country financially said energy deregulation is going to be the biggest transfer of wealth in the history of the United States. And we're right smack dab in the middle of it, where we aren't hurting anyone. It's a opportunity like none other that I've seen in 22 years, because we've kept all the good, gotten rid of all the bad. And again, we're letting average people have above average success. And when you can do that, and you can help people, truly help people, there's no limits. It takes you to another level. You're guided by a higher power, and we just follow his lead. The best network marketer in the world was here 2012 years ago, and we're just following some of the principles that he taught. And if you take care of enough people and help enough people, that'll put you in a better place. So I just thank God every day for this opportunity. And now meeting the quality of people that are at this event, it's unparalleled. I was scared before where we're going to go and what we're going to do. I'm even scareder now, in a good way, because I've never seen anything like this in 22 years. It's the perfect storm.
Wow. Well, we are thankful, and what an awesome, awesome word to let you know that in our day, in our time, you get to be in on this awesome move. What a powerful move. And what we simply just want you to do is just dial in, let us know. I want to be a part of it. Let us know what we have to do. And just for $19.50 to be a part of such a move, it is phenomenal. And so we're excited about being able to have our leaders. You know, when you're doing something like this and then you're a part and don't even get to know the people that are at the top, that's different. But to say that they're coming and you're in the same room to be able to talk with them, they're down to earth, and they're talking God. That's what we're talking about. They're talking God. And we want you to know that if you would like to be a part of this, you can just simply let us know at Angels of Melody, and you just simply call in. That's right. That's 917-889-7095, and we'll take the calls. It's exciting. This has been Joyce Haddon and John.
Brad Tales.
All right. Brad Tales. That's it. And thank you so very much for being able to let the people know. And we're talking. We're talking Italy. We're talking UK. We're in Africa right now. We're all over in Australia. Right this minute, we're all over the world. And we're so thankful that you have been a part of this today. All right. Just give us a call and let us know that you want to be a part of such a great move. Ah, energy. Ah, I'm telling you right now at this time and this place. All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So now we're going to take you into the sanctuary.
And you don't have to worry about if the video going to get hung up and all this stuff, because now it's not going to be based off of YouTube. We got our own platform,
okay, where now everybody can go there and go. Everybody with on it, okay? Also, I want you guys to understand, now when people go to the click on American Wind, this particular video shows you and tells you exactly what is a renewable energy certificate, okay? And then after they get to listen to it, we got it in writing. What is a renewable energy certificate of credit? How does the system work? How are the rates tracked? And then we got right here, if you still don't understand, click on this right here, and then there's a video of Carrie Breinfart breaking the whole thing down again. So there's two videos on it. How many people like that? Real, real powerful. Okay? Very, very powerful. Okay? Also, I want you guys to understand, this is the document session, so you'll be able to download the Top Gun support sheet. How to peak interest. Like, a lot of people want to know, how I peak interest? Okay, how to become an expert on the three-way. We want everybody to become an expert so you can start doing three-ways for your own team. Okay, does that make sense? Okay. I also have a two-page business presentation, so you can sit up there and read the two-sheet presentation. So you don't have to worry about if somebody can't come and do your presentation, you can do your own presentation. Everybody works on that, okay? Also, we got the Top Gun gun sheet. This is a sheet, a tracking sheet that you want to have all your people on, so when they bring in their first five and they bring in their next five, they have completed the Go 10 with American Wind. And what we're going to have in place, we want everybody, when you go to this site, we want to make sure that you enter your name, email address and phone number and all this stuff, because what we're going to do is we're going to develop a whole community, okay, whereby you're going to constantly get updates and communication, where you're going to get emails, our e-magazine and a whole lot of other stuff that's going to be down the road, which is very, very powerful, okay? Also, I want you guys to understand, when they click on New Rep Training, they got Getting Started. It's a video. I'm doing a Getting Started training. If they want to build a business, they got your business plan, setting your goals, working your comp plan one, comp plan two, mindset, team etiquette. So all the basic training of every new thing that a new person needs to learn, they can get that now immediately. Okay? Now we got 30 some other trainings that we're going to have up there, but the only way you can access those, you have to hit a certain position and get that code from your upline. Okay? So I want everybody to understand this is very, very powerful, because now you're going to have people in a lot of small cities and towns where they don't have a lot of top leaders there. But guess what? They can all go on the Internet get the training live straight from Robert Dean and click on all the different videos. How many people like it? It's real powerful, okay? So now nobody has no excuse, okay? Also, I want you guys to understand, our calendar is one of the most tightest calendars you're going to see. When you go and click on the event calendar at the top, this is going to drop down, okay? And you can click on any state and find out exactly where a meeting is going on at in that state. How many people like that? That's going to be real powerful, okay? And that'll be constant update, and then we got an area where you can input the meetings and all this kind of stuff. So I want everybody to understand this is going to be a high traffic, high volume site, and we want everybody, directing everybody there. Anybody got any questions, just go to the new G. The new G. Is everybody with on it? Okay? Also, I want you guys to understand is that at the bottom of the site, we got all the conference call information, and then even down here, we got quick access. We got quick access to training, quick access to a presentation, quick access to America Win, and then all the Twitter and on Facebook and all this stuff. You want to follow us and be linked in. And remember, communication is everything. Is everybody with on that, okay? And also, we're going to have a button down here for our Top Gun magazine called The Gun. Is everybody with on that, okay? So I want everybody to understand this is very simple, it's very clean, very professional. And again, I want to give it up to Mr. David Braylock for putting that together. Awesome. Okay. Okay. Now, before I bring Carrie up, I want to kind of talk about relationships because one of the things that I'm doing with North American Power is I'm building a strong relationship with the owner, with all the corporate teams, and with all the leaders in the Top Gun team. Because relationships is the key. See, what most people don't understand is that, and we talked a little bit about this last night, a lot of people worry about how much money they're going to make. The key thing is, are you building the right relationships with the right people? Does that make sense? Okay. It's the relationship that makes you rich. That's what most people don't understand. Okay? So let's talk about building relationships and why it's so important. And what we're going to do is we're going to break this down in two forms. Personal, business. But they both connect, have a connection there. Okay? So let's talk about personal right quick. Okay? Now, what I want you guys to understand, this space up here is all white. I want you to understand that this space represents all the people that you meet on a daily basis. You might meet them on Facebook. You might meet them at the grocery store while you're pumping gas. You might get introduced to some people. This space here represents all the people that you meet on a daily basis. Is everybody with on that? Now, what I want you guys to understand is that you need to understand who influenced your business, okay? You need to understand that. Remember we talked about last night about letting people drip into your subconscious and get you all messed up? And watch this right here. From all these people that you meet on a daily basis, right, now what's going to blow your mind is that these people are in what we call in your life for a reason and season. So when you meet all the people out here, they're going to graduate and get closer and closer to your heart. So these people in the red represent people that are in your life for a reason or for a season, okay? So you meet people on a daily basis. Then some of these people graduate, and now they're in your life for a reason or a season. Who would agree to that, right? Okay? And then from the people that's in your life for a reason or a season, then they graduate up to people that is attached to your heart. Okay? Now, the problem that we have in business is that a lot of you guys got the wrong people attached to your heart. That's how come you can't effectively do the business. You want to do the business with your friends that you're hanging around with that you got attached to your heart. They don't see the business. They don't understand it, but you're hanging around them. That's why I told you last night, I can talk to your five best friends that you gossip with, that you hang out with, that you go to church with, that you, you know, do a lot of things with. And if I talk to each of those five people, I can tell you exactly how much money you're going to be making 5 years from now. Okay? Because you have to watch the people that you attach to your heart. Okay? Because a lot of times these people are going to influence your business. See, if you're around a whole lot of people that's going nowhere fast, and they come like, girl, you going to that meeting for what? Okay, we got Whitney Houston going to be in town or something. Like, you know, people just be making all kinds of stuff. They love to gravitate to pleasure. Okay? And what most people don't understand, you've got to be willing to do the things today other people won't do, so you can have a thing tomorrow other people won't have. And then you got to be willing to do the things that you don't want to do so you can do the things tomorrow that you love to do. Does that make sense? Okay? So you have to really watch that. Like, I got a few friends of mine that's been with me since high school. Now, over the years, they all been sorted through this process. Now, I might go and see them once every 3 or 4 years, sit down and play cards with them and all this kind of stuff. And then I sit down and listen to them. They got the same problems and issues they had when we were back in high school. And that's why I tell people, and a lot of you guys have never been to this training that I do, when I talk about everybody's born and they raised all the way up to the age 21, and most people die at 21 and walk around the rest of their life waiting to be buried around 90 years old. Most people dead after 21. Okay? And what you don't understand is that you go around these people, they still got the same conversation. They're still going nowhere fast. They're still getting ready to get ready. All this kind of stuff. And you waste a lot of time when you attach these people to your heart because you mean well. But what you got to understand, people, is that you're going to have to give up to go up. Okay? That's a harsh reality. Okay? Now, when you put this in a business form, this space represents all the prospects that you're going to run into on a day-to-day basis. Right? Now, what you got to understand is that this is you, and you run into all these prospects on a day-to-day basis. From these prospects that you meet, a lot of them, these prospects are going to be in your life for a reason or season, and then the prospects that come into the business start producing, these are the people that you attach to your heart. Okay? People always ask me all the time, well, I noticed that Rob is real close, you know, with Dika and with Latoya and with Yvonne and with Steve and, you know, with Derek and all these people. You know why? Because even though in my personal life these people, okay, is in my life for a reason or a season or attached to my heart, but also in business, they're attached to my heart because they are my top producers. See, I'm going to teach you guys a secret. 20% of the people responsible for 80% of your check. The problem is that the 80% of the people want your time individually. They want to waste your time and tell you, Rob, I want to do this, I want to do it. Just do it. Don't keep telling me. And so many people are so serious about letting you know how serious they are, when all you got to do is just do it. But see, I spend all my individual time with the 20%. I spend my time with all the 80% in a group form. I watch my personal time with people because I don't have time to waste. Okay? So I spend my time individually with the 20% of the people that are producing. So if you want Robert's attention, guess what you got to start doing? Producing. And I want you guys to understand, that got nothing to do with disliking and liking. That's just straight business respect. Okay? Because I've seen an environment where teams created a whole environment of non-producers because they look good, they talk good, they do all this stuff, but they're not producing, and then the whole group is not producing. I want you to write this down. There's two ways that you get attention in our business. Either you're producing or you're politicking. Most people politic because they're not producing. Okay? From this day forward, when we leave here, when you call me, the first thing I want to ask you is that before we get started on this call, is this call going to help me help you produce or are you politicking? Is everybody with me on that? Okay? Because, see, time you can't get back. The few minutes that just passed, it's gone, isn't it? Can't go back again. So I don't want people wasting our time. Our whole time, people, is about helping you produce, helping you develop, and helping you produce and become successful. And we don't have a whole lot of time wasting with politics. You get people running around here, oh, I don't like her because she got on this and this and this. Don't come to me with all that kind of crazy stuff. We ain't got time for that. Okay? We create a whole environment of producers. Okay? Because these people get things done. These are the movers and shakers of the world. These are the people that are doing something. Don't spend a lot of time with people that's talking about what they're going to do. You spend your time with people that are actually doing it and moving in a direction, okay? Because a lot of people always try to waste time trying to impress you about what possibilities that they're going to do. And everybody has got good possibilities, but who are actually doing it? Does that make sense? See, we're looking for the doers of the world, not the talkers of the world, the doers, okay? We don't care about what's going on in your life as far as personal stuff when you come into a business. People always come to me, and they want to come, oh, Rob, you don't understand, I lost my job, or this and this. I said, let me tell you something, as a leader, don't tell me that. Just handle your own business, okay? Because, see, we get caught up in this, we get caught up in this philosophical stuff, and I'm going to tell you something. When you're in an emotional state, you can't produce. Now, I'm going to give you an example. When I was in London, England, one time, I did a big meeting over there for about 500-600 people. And what I did was I took a glass of water. I had a suit and everything, and I stole the water all over my suit. And then I came up, and I started doing the presentation stuff. And people were like, Rob, you wet. It's like I didn't know, right? I'm like, can you focus on the information? I understand it's going to dry up and it's going to be gone a little bit. Okay? And then when I came back, I went behind the door. I started crying. When I came back, I started wiping the tears off my eyes. I said, all right, y'all ready for the training? And everybody was like, oh, he's okay. Did he get some bad news? Something? See, I killed the whole move because I was in an emotional state. You can't get people to produce when you're always crying all the time. You can't recruit the right people. You know, you crying to them, you want to do business with me? It's not going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. See, I'm going to tell you guys a secret. People always wonder why I go to the movies a lot. It's two reasons. Well, actually, three. First of all, I enjoy the movies. But there's something about the movies that keep me sharp and on the edge. I'm going to tell you the reason why. I like to go to the movies to see the previews. Because it let me know that you don't rest on the last movie that you made. And all the top producing movies come from the top producing producers. They're kicking it. They're kicking them out. New movie, new movie, new movie. That keeps me in phase one. I got to keep building, bringing in new people, building, building, building. But see, a lot of you guys still talking about Jaws. Okay? Remember when we was on the other company? Man, I was the top. No, it's gone. What are you doing lately, right? That's another reason why I go to the movie. Now, I'm going to tell you the big reason why I go to the movie. And this is going to kind of go back to the mind business training last night. Is that it changed the state of mind, regardless of what's going on in your life. I'm going to give you an example. You can be in a relationship and just mad at your spouse. You go and see a love story. You come out and, all right, I guess I'll get another chance. Because your state has changed, right? Or you can go to a scary movie. You come home, you're looking at everything. You know, somebody in the car, this and this. You're paranoid because it changed your state. You can go to a karate movie. You come out and then you want to beat up your kids and do all kind of stuff because it changes your state. And this is the key. It changes your state of mind and entertain you even though life is still happening to you. Okay? You could just got a bad news that, you know, you bounced a check or, you know, you lost a job and you go to the movies just for that hour and a half to 2 hours, it changes your state of mind. Now, this is the key. You need to learn how to do that without going to the movies. So I'm going to tell you what I used to do when I was dead broke and all this kind of stuff and I was doing my network marketing business. Every time I get out of my Hyundai and go and do an in-home presentation, when I pull up to the person's house, because people sometimes see me pull up and say, Rob's in the car, what is he doing? I'm in that medicine. I close my eyes and say, God, give me the strength, okay, to be the absolute best presenter when I walk in these people's house. I don't care if it's one person or 500. And then I say, what if I was already rich? What if I was in shape and had the best clothes and everything was perfect? How would I go in there and do that presentation? And when I come out the car, oh, I'm coming in for business. Regardless if I just got a notice that I'm getting put out of my house and I leave there. You see what I'm saying? See, you got to learn to be able to change your state of mind when you go and doing this business. See, but a lot of you guys, exact opposite. You come to the meeting, man, I got a notice. When I leave here, I don't even know if I'm going to have a place to stay. Now you want to infect everybody with your negativity. Notice I said infect. See, a lot of you guys don't understand that. I remember when I went through my divorce, I didn't sit around and call everybody. Matter of fact, I didn't tell my mom and dad about it. Okay? I didn't go into all that stuff. When I moved to my little one-bedroom apartment, had a little air mattress, I didn't sit around and call everybody, trying to get everybody a sympathy club. Oh, it's me. Can y'all bring some food over? Can we? You know, I didn't have a waiting to exhale group. Okay? See, this is you guys don't understand. This is real stuff because, see, this is the kind of stuff that you're going to be going through on your way to the top. Okay? And I want everybody to understand this, people. See, you got to learn to handle multiple chaotic situations and remain focused. That's why it's so important for you to understand how to change your state of mind and don't let your present conditions hold you hostage. Okay? That's what most people don't understand. That's why I said you can't talk your way out of a situation that you behave yourself into. You have to behave yourself out of that by taking action. Okay? See, when I got a divorce, I went to this, oh, God, this life is over with. Oh, this and this. Yeah, everybody I call, man, I don't know if I can go to this meeting. I'm just down. See, I'm going to tell you what I learned. When you're going through hell, don't stop. Okay? See, what y'all do when you go through hell, y'all stop right in the middle of hell and check in to Motel Hell. Okay? Then you sit there and call everybody from Motel Hell and tell them how bad your life is. And everybody calling you sucking thumb, oh, God, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. See, I'm going to teach you guys a million-dollar technique today on how to handle your emotional pain like you handle your physical pain. Okay? And see, I want everybody to understand something. The heart only knows how to feel good and feel bad. It does not know how to lie. It just only knows how to feel good and feel bad. That's how come if somebody say something bad to you that you don't like and they hurt your feelings, you feel like, he hurt my feelings. But inside your heart is broken to pieces. You're trying to hold it together because your heart don't know how to lie. Your mind do, but your heart don't. Okay? And so what I want you guys to understand in this business, okay, and as you start to build this business, you are going to be going through stuff. But the key thing is that you got to recalibrate your mindset to handle multi-category situations and remain focused and stop being a bearer of bad news and stop sharing everybody with your personal problems. They're your problems. Everybody in this room got issues. Either you're in a problem, just left one, or one is on its way to visit you. Okay? And so the key thing is, and that's why we talked about you yesterday, is that when you're attaching all these different type of people to your heart and so forth, all of this stuff has an influence on your business. All of this stuff has an influence on your mindset. Now, a lot of people say, man, Robert's always been high energy. Even when I was 400 something, I was always high energy. You know why? Because I made up my mind that I was not going to let no circumstance stop me from going after my goals and dreams, period. Okay? See, failure was not an option on my end. That was a learning lesson for me. And what you guys got to understand, people, the higher your failure rate, the higher your success rate. See, a lot of you guys are scared to fail. You don't understand. You can't be successful without failing. Did you guys know that Hank Aaron hit more home runs than anybody in baseball history? Well, guess what? He struck out more than everybody in baseball history. A lot of people don't know that. Michael Jordan hit more hoops than any single person in basketball, but he missed more hoops than anybody. See, a lot of you guys are scared to fail, and what you don't understand is failure is a part of success. You can't have it without it. So you got to go on through this and stop worrying about your present situation and stop worrying about being a bearer of all the bad things that's happening to you. And it's funny because everybody has a story and they think they're the only one unique. You think you're unique because you got issues. No, trust me. Okay? That's why you got to be an adult enough to handle your situation, remain focused, change your state of mind, build your business, watch who you attach to your heart, okay? Because what you guys don't understand is you want to make your journey to the top with the least amount of bruises, okay? See, if you got the wrong person around you, they're just like walking around with a ball and chain on your ankle and you trying to go somewhere. And you can't go because they started pulling you back. And you don't even know it. A lot of you guys don't understand that. There's something out here called, there's a scenario called cooked in the squat. Okay, let me tell you what that means. See, a lot of you guys, y'all sit around here trying to fight all these negative people. Don't do that. See, a lot of you guys don't even know that you've been attacked and been infected by negativity until you're done. I'm going to give you an example. Now, we call this cooked in the squat. If you take a frog, put it in hot boiling water, it's going to jump right back out of that water. Every time you throw it in, it's going to jump out. But if you take that same frog and put it in room temperature water and cut the aisle up on the stove a degree at a time until the water starts boiling, that frog body would adjust to the temperature, and then you know the frog is dead. It's been cooked in the squat. That's what happened to you guys when y'all let negativity. See, it gets you a degree out of time. You don't even know it. You don't know until you start floating on top of the water. You dead. Is everybody with on that? Okay? So that's why it's so important for you to understand, people, you're going to have to get it together now. You're going to have to get it together mentally. You got to get it together what you want to do and what you want to accomplish, and then go and do it and stop worrying about your present situation. Because what you don't understand, you can sponsor your way out of your situation. That's what most of you don't understand. You'll be laughing about your problems down the road. Man, I remember when they came and got my car. Good Lord. So you can laugh about it down the road. And I'm going to end this session with this right here. How do you handle your emotional pain so you can be in a better position to go after your goals and dreams? You need to learn how to monitor that. I'm going to give you an example. How many people ever walk through your house and you thump your toe on the leg of a coffee table or a couch? It hurts. Who would agree to that? I mean, it really hurts. I mean, you can be the Pope and you're going to cuss. You know what I'm talking about, right? Think about that for a minute. Now, I want you to look at this scenario for a minute. You hit your toe on the coffee table. It hurt bad. Who would agree to that? Now, normally, that's a physical pain. What happened? You walk off a little bit. The next day, you feel a little pain. 2 or 3 days later, you're going about your business. Right? If you learn to handle your emotional pain the same way, oh, you get your goals and dreams real fast. See, listen to emotional pain. Oh, girl, you broke up with me. I can't believe it. Oh, God, my heart is broken. And then you calling everybody, oh, I'm single. I don't know what I'm going to do. And you just at your job, oh, girl, give me some tissue. I can't work. But if you handle that situation just like you handle a physical pain, you accept the reality that, hey, this relationship is over with. See, a lot of y'all got, what did I do wrong? I don't know. This and that. No. You ain't did nothing wrong. It is what it is. Okay? You think about it. What did I learn from this relationship? And then you move on. You don't be calling all your friends. Girl, guess what happened? Oh, we're going to have a waiting exhale party at my house. Y'all need to come over and bring some pillows and bring a whole bunch of napkins so y'all can wipe my nose and all this stuff. See, a lot of you guys handle your emotional pain that way. Now, let's flip the other way so you can see how crazy this is. Let's say that you thump your toe on a coffee table and it hurt like crazy. And when you got to work the next day, you told everybody, oh, my feet look well. I hit my feet and my toenail is black and red and then I turned off. I see, I can't wear no shoes. And then you call everybody, girl, you got to come over to my house and help cover my toe. It's hurting. Kind of feel it. That's exactly what you guys do with y'all emotions. And that's something you can't get on. There's a person that's actually in North American Power right now that was on my team and one of my millionaires in another company, and she was going through a divorce. Her and her husband, I knew both of them. They both were calling me, and wanted me to be on their side, and I wasn't being on nobody's side. And this particular principal, Rob, we're going through a divorce, and we ain't going to have time to focus on the business. I said, going through the divorce. What you talking about? Going through it. Y'all don't settle up. You break the broke anyway, so you ain't got anything to take from each other. So do it, and let's roll. Can you do that? Rob, you're so insensitive. No, I've been there. I understand that. Because you're going to laugh about it down the road anyway. Just learn to laugh early. Okay? That's what most people understand. This is a true story. That person married somebody else, and down the road, her ex-husband became a millionaire, and her present husband and ex-husband were walking the front table outside, letting guests into the meet. True story. Okay? And so what the moral of the story is don't sit around and let your personal emotions block your blessings from going out here and making it happen. Okay? Pain, whether it's physical or whether it's emotional, pain is pain. Okay? You just got to learn how to manage pain so you can keep running. See, a lot of you guys, you get a, you know, death in the family, you get all kind of stuff. You let it knock you out of pocket for the rest of the business. You know, hey, people, death is a part of life. Ain't none of y'all going to escape alive. And when you pass, you're going to show up on time. Okay? So you don't even need to worry about that. Okay? So what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is don't sit around and let negative stuff knock you out of this business. And it just knocks you out. You got to learn to get up and keep going. And my motto is, if somebody knocked me down, if I land on my stomach, I can push up and get up. If I'm on my back, I can look up and get up. Okay? And keep going. Just like Jerry said, I'm going to get up, and you better be ready. So a lot of y'all, can you help me up, please? I can't get up. Oh, it's me. Woe is me. You want everybody to feel sorry for you. Well, you're not going to get that in Top Gun. We're not going to show you sympathy. We're going to show you empathy. We're going to help empower you to move on and let's roll. Does that make sense? Is everybody with me on it? Does that make sense? Okay. So I want you guys to understand, people, we're very, very excited about your future in North American Power. With that, people, what I want to do now is kind of change gears here a little bit, and I want to bring to the front of the room not only a serious business partner of mine, but a person that's fastly becoming a real good friend of mine. This gentleman won the Stevie Award, CEO of the Year, and he's also the founder, co-founder, CEO of North American Power. A lot of you guys that were here last night, y'all got a chance to see him pour his heart out on why this is a great opportunity. I want to bring to the front of the room, not only a serious business partner of mine, but also a good friend of mine, Mr. Kerry Breitbart. Give him a round of applause, okay?
Thank you. How many people were here last night and heard me speak? Okay, so I'm not going to go over the same things I went over last night. I was thinking this morning, as Robert and all of you and the feeling in the room was washing over me and just having such a deep and profound impact, that I just felt, you know, I want to get up and share with these people who are changing my life what is truly important to me about North American Power. And it's not the money. I have money. It's not the money. Now, I will say this, you know, in the history of my life, I spent most of it as a shark. You guys all know the shark whale. I was a shark. I mean, that's what I was. I was in the oil trading business. I went to work every day to make a lot of money that was mostly coming out of the hands and the pockets of people buying gasoline or buying any energy product, and I didn't care. You know, I was a good guy at home, I was a good father, but I was chasing a buck. That's what I did, you know. I think when I look back that I was, you know, we're all complicated. we're all very complicated. None of us are either good or bad. We have just about every quality that a human being can have. Every one of us has every quality a human being can have, and we're capable of anything. You know, great stuff and bad stuff, and we all know that because of the little things we've done that we haven't told people about, you know. But we're all capable of anything, and back then, I think the balance in my personality was oriented towards selfishness, self-absorption, ego, and, you know, those things that were about me. Things were about me. What's in it for Kerry? I didn't know it at the time because we oftentimes don't really know where we're at until we're someplace else and looking back, right? But that's where I was at. You know, now thank God, through God's grace, I managed to be a good father. That side of my personality didn't get expressed with my children, you know, but it did with my coworkers, and it did with just about everybody else that I met, you know. So I don't mean to stand up here and put myself down, but the reason I'm doing that is because I want to tell you what you've done for me and what this business has done for me and what I know you can do for yourself through the vehicle that North American Power has put together. And it's a very, very important part of the story. And I'm not going to talk about the money in the comp plan, although that's really important because there's going to be a lot of focus on that today. So I'm not going to talk, you're not going to hear the shark up here today. You're going to hear a big white whale, you know, because that's where, that's what I'm feeling right now. So let me tell you the story of how I got into this business, how North American Power came to be. I told you last night I was involved for a short time in a network marketing opportunity called Shop to Earn. And, you know, I did well in it, but I couldn't charge people $448 knowing that 8 or 9 out of 10 of them were going to lose that money, so I quit. But while I was in the business, a fellow in the business pestered me to look at retail electricity. So I finally looked at it, and of course, what buttons did that push? It didn't push the, oh, I love network marketing and all the great people I've met. It pushed the, hey, Kerry can buy a yacht. Kerry can buy a new Rolls, man. I can get some real great toys chasing a buck again in a business that I know better than any other business. And that's the way and the spirit that I started North American Power with. I wish that wasn't the truth, you know, but that was the truth. Now, is there anything truly wrong with that? No, there isn't anything really wrong with that. But it's not where I'm at now, and where I'm at now is infinitely more fulfilling and an infinitely happier place. So I start the company, and, you know, and this is all by the grace of God. I'm just going to say that, and I won't repeat it, but clearly it wasn't my plan. So if it's not our plan, it's got to be someone else's plan, you know, and probably not an individual. So I'm going to give it up to God and say it was God's plan. So I start the company. You know, I reach out to my partner. He's got more money, you know, than anyone I know, and we're off to the races, and we're spending the money in our head and, you know, buying things in our head, and it's just like old times. But then guess what happens? I have these ideas about how to market in the company, and my then 25-year-old son, who had studied marketing and social entrepreneurship and had just finished his first job where he had a meteoric rise from being gopher for the president of a luxury real estate company to being the director of sales with everyone working for him half his age. So he understood marketing. I didn't understand marketing. I was in a wholesale business. If my customers didn't have $3 billion in the bank, they couldn't do business with me. I didn't know anything about talking to a residential customer or even a pizza parlor or a restaurant. I didn't know anything about reaching that audience, right? So my son saw me talking about doing some things that made him horrified. I was talking about creating a website for $2,500, you know, that we didn't need an advertising agency. All kinds of stuff like that. And he finally said to me, Dad, I don't care if you pay me. You've got to let me come in and help here because you're going in the wrong direction. So I said, okay, fine. And he came in. We didn't pay him for 3 months and didn't give him a title or anything. And he talked me into doing some very correct things that have made all the difference in the world, because trajectory, when you're moving fast, is everything. Doesn't seem like anything in the beginning. I mean, if a rocket takes off from Cape Canaveral, you know, it could be off by 1/30th of 1 degree. You can't even see that, but it's not getting to the moon. You know, it's going to miss the moon by 100,000 miles, because if you're moving fast and going a long distance, you better have the trajectory correct. So these initial decisions informed everything else that's happened. So, you know, my son says, Dad, I'm sorry, but $2,500 for a website isn't going to work, and we need to find one of the top advertising agencies in the United States, and you need to spend the money. So I said, okay, I think our website, our first website, was about $80,000. And we found an incredible advertising agency. And if you've seen our materials and our branding and our logo, you all know that that's true. I mean, it's really, we are best of breed in the industry. We get knocked off all the time by our competitors. And it all started with those very simple decisions. So Greg became the chief marketing officer at 25 years old because he blew my partner's mind. He blew my mind. But this is not the point of the story. The point of the story is this was the first chink, you know, in that, you know, suit of self-interest and self-absorption that I was wearing, because my son was working in the business with me. That was a little different than being in the oil business. And then all of a sudden, you know, my younger son, you know, is having a, you know, summer vacation from college, and he comes to work in the business. So, you know, that changed a lot also. And then the next thing that happened is we realized that, well, maybe we can get somebody to design a network marketing plan that doesn't take money from people, that doesn't create collateral damage and hurt people, you know, that only potentially helps. So, you know, you all know that part of the history. We went out to a consultant, and lo and behold, you know, you can actually pay a sales force from the profit of your product. Who would think, right? So we created this marvelous comp plan, which changed after a year to the one that we have now, but it was really exciting in the beginning. And now what happens is Shop to Earn was going down, and all of my friends from Shop to Earn, every single one of the top leaders in Shop to Earn, with the exception of one in the Northeast, joined North American Power in the first month. And they brought along friends and cousins and other people, and they're piling into the back of the train, into the cars. And I'm doing little meetings, you know, in living rooms. And all of a sudden, and I can't tell you when it happened, people are looking at me, depending on me to get this right, looking at me and praying and hoping that I'm an honest man and that I know what I'm doing. And I don't know when it happened, but it wasn't about me anymore. Something magical happened. I don't know if it was my kids, but I think it was you all. I really do, because my heart, I found a home here, you know. I found a home in the kind of person, a kindred spirit in the kind of person that is interested in a business that's all about sharing, being open, communicating, and helping other people. Because don't kid yourself, no matter what negative things are said about network marketing, you cannot succeed in this business without helping other people. Can you? I mean, I'll tell you something. I could make millions the first 25 years of my career and not help a soul, not help anybody, you know. But you can't do that in network marketing. Even in lousy opportunities, you still have to be every day trying to figure out how to help people. And that changes you, doesn't it? I mean, that has an impact on you. So now I've got both my boys, and the network is starting, and we're signing up literally thousands of reps every month, and I'm really starting to worry now, not about me and whether I'm going to get my toys. That's already in the rearview mirror. I'm not even thinking about the money anymore. I'm worried about, am I going to honor this trust that's being placed in me? And I'm really worrying about it, because I'm going to tell you something that I, you know, I'm pretty open about now. I felt like I was the behind the engine of a train, operating the engine, and the cars were, like, you know, getting longer and longer behind me, and everyone I knew was piling into them, and I didn't know if the train tracks were laid in front of the train. You know, in fact, I knew they weren't. I could see some of them laid, but I knew that they weren't laid out there in front. And now I have to decide, to honor that trust, do I tell people that, hey, I don't know what, you know, where the money's going to come from and things like that? Or do I just suck it up sometimes, like a good father would do, and say, hey, I'm going to make this happen? Well, I decided the best thing to do was to suck it up. But I had some very nervous experiences, because it really wasn't about, is Kerry going to do well or not, because Kerry had already done well. Kerry didn't need to do any better. So I think last night I covered the history. I mean, we did have some bumps on the road. You know, we ran into the hottest summer on record with too many customers the first summer. We managed to get Wells Fargo to come in just in the nick of time with $75 million. And then January of the following year, we got BP to come in, and we will never, ever, if we're 20 years old, need to worry about financing again, because we have unlimited credit from BP. So now I can tell you that as far as I can see, and I can see pretty far, the track is laid, and it's going in a straight line. There aren't even any curves, and I can be very relaxed now as I stand up here and look into people's faces and see that they are trusting me to know what I'm doing. I don't lose sleep over that anymore, because we're okay. We're heading in the right direction. So here's the next thing that happened to me. Both of my sons studied social entrepreneurship in college. And social entrepreneurship is the study of a business structure that is a for-profit structure, but completely oriented on social responsibility, you know. So I don't know where they got that influence from, but that's all right. And Greg, you know, our chief marketing officer, comes into my office one day and he says, Dad, I've got an idea. I want to run by you, and I think it could change a lot about, you know, our branding and how we're doing things and the feeling about the company and everything. And I said, okay, what is it? And he lays out Mission to Millions. You're all familiar with Mission to Millions, right? Okay. He lays out Mission to Millions and explains to me that, hey, we can do this incredible thing. And I'm doing the math in my head, and I'm realizing he's talking about giving probably 20% of our profit away to these charities. And I said to him, and he still is disappointed at this, I said, Greg, I let me think about this overnight. That's all I said. I mean, he just thought that, and I suppose I should be happy he feels that way about me, but he thought I was going to decide right on the spot, you know, to do that. And I had to think about it. But I came in the next morning, and I said, let's go for it. This is really neat. You know, this is something that will make a difference, and will make a difference in how we experience our jobs and what we're doing, and give us a sense of purpose and cause. And, man, what an impact that had on me. I mean, I just cannot believe that now, instead of celebrating, you know, somebody, you know, making $20,000 a month because they have 20,000 customers, I can celebrate the fact that because of their efforts, $20,000 a month is being driven to causes that can't get the money they need to do critically important things, you know, for people who are sick, people who need education, you know, people whose houses have been blown away by storms. We are making a gigantic difference in the lives of thousands of people. And the title, Mission to Millions, is a very real title. We will have a million customers. It's not going to be all that long from now. And when we have a million customers, we will be donating $1 million a month to charity, month in and month out. So now, it's really not about me. So I'm really having a, you know, I'm really going for a big change. And the next thing that happens is that, you know, we decide that the electricity we're selling, which is like everyone else's electricity, is being generated from the burning of fossil fuels that is killing the environment. And a lot of it is being imported from unstable governments that don't like us, that want to charge us as much as they can get away with, and there's no governor on that, and we're not doing a lot about it. We're not really putting the kind of resources that critically need to be applied to the development of sustainable energy generation. And so we thought, okay, well, let's start promoting 100% green product. And out of that, and you know, came the idea for American Wind. And American Wind was, in my life, and I shared one of them with you last night, the idea to develop the energy derivatives market, which I did without a competitor for 2 years and is now a $300 trillion market annually. That was a pretty unique idea, you know, to have before anybody else in a very big international business. American Wind is a better idea. It's the best idea that I've ever come up with, because it's the only time that anybody up to this point has coupled an economic opportunity with the green movement, you know, with a movement toward environmentally friendly products, because it's tough to sell people on just volunteering, you know, to support the environment when we're having trouble paying mortgage payments and things like that. So this has been a very unique concept. We were just copied almost completely by a billion-dollar company, and other people will copy us, but we have first-mover advantage. And frankly, forgetting the money for a second, I don't mind seeing people copy us, because the message is really important. And if millions of people can be out there talking about it, then so much the better. Now, I'm going to talk just a little bit about American Wind, because I think really as much as anything else, it had a gigantic impact on how I feel about what we're doing. When I looked at the potential for that simple little product, American Wind, I was blown away. In fact, I was so blown away that after I sort of understood the things I'm going to share with you, I remember walking one morning for exercise, I had music in my ears, sobbing like a baby in gratitude for having thought of this idea and the effect that I realized we potentially could have on the United States and our children and our children's children. That's how much it meant to me. And I'll share with you a little bit of why. Because what we're talking about is a grassroots approach to a very big problem. No government agency or large corporation has ever been the catalyst to address a problem of global significance or a moral imperative. It's always individuals. And yet, as individuals, we feel helpless. Most of the time, we watch the news and we think, well, you know, I can't do anything about this. But all power is individual power, collectively in a network. That's all power is. I mean, it only emanates from individuals, and then we come together as a group. Let's look at the end of segregation, because it's a phenomenal example of what I'm talking about. The government passed laws, and, you know, all these laws were already on the books, but nothing really changed. When did it change? When an individual, listening to the news, decided he was going to suspend for a moment that feeling of helplessness and get on a plane or get in his car and go to Washington, D.C. and hear Martin Luther King's dream. And guess what? A million other people had that same experience, and segregation came to an end, didn't it? You know, I mean, that was the end of the game. Those were individuals. The Vietnam War ended when it ended primarily because a bunch of students, you know, one at a time, collectively millions, decided we're done. This is over. And it was over. You know, and they shouldn't have had any power to do anything. That's the power of the individual. So when you look at the world of network marketing and you look down from 30,000 feet, one of the things you see is that there's a couple of dozen companies that have north of a million reps and 2 or 3 million customers. So American Wind is a no-risk, no-cost opportunity that has an auto ship, let's call it an auto ship, looking from the networking perspective, that's about one-fifth of the cheapest auto ship that's ever existed in network marketing. I mean, you can't get a product that potentially is more viral than American Wind. You really can't. So what happens? I mean, it seems to me that 36 months from now or whenever it takes, it's not really far-fetched that we could have a couple of million customers, is it? I don't think it is. Well, here's what brought me to tears. Right now, the largest buyer of renewable energy credits in the country is Intel. They buy 220,000 a year. Well, guess what? When we have 221,000 customers, North American Power will be the largest buyer of renewable, clean, sustainable energy in the United States. But that's not the exciting statistic. When we have, and it's a long way off, but possible, when we have 1.7 million customers, we will be buying more renewable energy certificates than all the corporations and all the government agencies in the United States today combined. That's how much power we have. When we have 300,000 reps, let's say 300,001, I want to be accurate, 300,001 reps that are selling American Wind, we will be providing more jobs in the renewable energy sector than all of the renewable energy jobs that exist in the United States today. So this, as Robert often says, this is powerful. This is very, very powerful. And I'll tell you something, it's powerful for multiple reasons. Yes, financially, we and competitors that will come in, we can make a gigantic financial contribution to the development of renewable energy resources. But you know what's more important? We can change the conversation in the United States. Because if you're going to have a million customers, how many millions of people have you talked to and educated about this issue? And then what happens when they go to vote? You know, so we can change the world. This little company can have an impact within 36 months that will change the face of the United States and change the economic opportunity for our children and their children's children. Because as I said last night, I don't care how much you beg, borrow, and steal to send your kids to college. If they're facing $10 or $15 a gallon gasoline prices, the jig is up. You know, it's not going to matter. So that's my little spiel on American Wind, because it's, to me, the most exciting thing that I've ever thought of. And I'm so glad that all of you see that same vision. So that's had a big impact on me. Now, I want to put all of this together, because what happened to me, I realize, is going to happen to anybody else that gets involved in our business. And that's the really neat part. That's the part that I mentioned in the beginning of what this has done to me and what it can do for you. And here's what I learned from Deepak Chopra. Who's heard of Deepak Chopra? Okay, most people. Well, you know, when I came up with the idea of American Wind, I hadn't spoken to Deepak Chopra in 21 years. By coincidence, he was my doctor for a couple of months, but there was no way in the world he remembered me, although he said he did, but there's no way in the world. So I called him up and I said, you know, I'd like to talk to you about something very special that I came up with. And he said, okay, and I went through his apartment and I talked to him, I don't think for more than 20 minutes before he said, I'm in. And I told him the American Wind story before we told anybody else. And he didn't care about the money. You know, now I worked something out with his agent like a month later, but he was in long before that. And it wasn't a lot of money. And he came and he spoke at our launch event. And he gets $75,000 every time he speaks, and he speaks 135 times a year. You know what he charged us? Zero. Because that's how he felt about what we were doing. And we've had his total support, and he's introduced us to tons of people, and you're going to see more very famous people coming out and supporting what we're doing in the next few months. It's going to be kind of fun for everybody, because that's always sort of a pleasure to see somebody that you really know and is famous saying, hey, you're on the right track, isn't it? So, you know, Forbes magazine picked us up and said we were one of the 100 most promising companies in the United States. Why did they do that? It's not because we did $125 million in our first year. Yes, in this economy, that's a pretty damn big accomplishment. But it wasn't that. We told them our story. We told them about you. We told them about what we were trying to do to change network marketing, and they loved it. And, you know, Robert mentioned that I won the American Business Award for Best CEO of an energy company in 2012. The Stevie Awards, as they're called, are kind of the Oscars for business. North American Power won Best Energy Company in the country for 2012. And we were competing against, there were three finalists. One of them was ConocoPhillips, a little company slightly bigger than us. And another one was Chesapeake, which is a multi-billion-dollar company. And I frankly sat at the table at the awards banquet. There were about 1,000 people there. Now, you know I don't prepare when I get up and speak here. This was different. I wasn't even listening because there was no chance they were calling my name. None. And, you know, lo and behold, they love our story. They love what we're doing, you know, because it's special and it's unique and it's life-altering. Let me tell you something that Deepak taught me, and this is perhaps the most important thing that I have to share with you today. Deepak uses his recipe for happiness, and this is his favorite thing to talk about when he travels around the world. He talks about the four buckets that need to be filled for someone to be happy and fulfilled in their life. And yes, money is one of them. We have to be able to pay our bills. We have to be comfortable. We have to be able to reasonably fulfill some of our desires. But that's only one of four. The next one has to do with how we make that money. We have to be giving back. We have to be doing something to help other people. And the third is we have to have a purpose. We have to be helping society, feeling that what we're doing helps other people on a much broader scale, and the fourth is health. Does that all make sense? Yeah. So look at what we're doing in North American Power. What is the biggest problem right now, forgetting all of the whale-like things I'm saying about helping the world and the environment, the number one problem that we're addressing in this room for each one of us and for the people we're going to touch is an economic problem. We're in the worst period that this country's ever seen for jobs, for bankruptcies, you know, for financial heartbreak since the Great Depression. None of us remember it ever being any worse than it's been in the last 5 years. You cannot get more hours at work. You cannot get that part-time job. And you sit and you suffer in silence trying to hide from your friends that you can't sleep at night because you don't know how you're going to make the mortgage payment, or, you know, they're taking your car away if you don't make a payment in a week or so. We all know a friend, if not ourselves, that's been dealing with that. The most important thing that we have to give people is an opportunity to get out of that situation without asking them to risk money that they don't have. This is the biggest gift that we have to give, you know? And I'll say something else because I think it deserves to be said at this point. A lot of conversation in the training has to do with you need to do this for yourself. If you want to be successful, you need to do this for yourself. And that's fine because all of that's true. But let me share with you something a very wise man said to me. We have something that can really change people's lives that are suffering out there. A very wise man said to me one time, if people are banging their heads in the darkness and you've got a torch, then guess what? You're responsible. You're responsible if you've got a torch. So it doesn't have to be about worrying about picking up the phone because you want to make this happen for you. You can flip that around 100% and say, you know, it's not about me. I'm going to work up the courage to pick up that phone because the person on the other end may have sleepless nights not being able to pay their bills. And what right have I got? What right have I got to say, oh, well, you know, I'm a little afraid. What are they going to say to me? You know, that's the way we need to look at this. That's one angle we can look at this from. Now, what does it do to us when we get in the habit of helping other people? It makes us feel good about ourselves. Someone else said to me a long time ago, if you want to feel self-esteem, do esteemable things. It's as simple as that. If you wake up in a terrible mood and you're depressed, and you want to feel better, don't go buy a pair of shoes at the mall. Call the friend that you know you should have called a week ago. Call your mother. You know, get on the phone with someone that you know would love to hear from you, and it's magical because you're doing something for someone else. And that's why that's one of the buckets that Deepak Chopra talks about. Most of us don't get that on our day job, do we? We don't get that, but we get it here. And that's one of the things that's so amazing about this opportunity. And what I'm driving toward is this. Yes, money is a byproduct and at the end of the efforts that we put into this business, and it's exciting. But money without happiness is pretty meaningless. We don't realize it till we get there, but it's not the same as feeling fulfillment and satisfaction and feeling really good about ourselves and what we're doing. And when you add what I just said and then put Mission to Millions in it, the fact that we have a cause, the fact that we are doing something to make a difference in the environment, that we're on the vanguard of an extremely important social movement, the fact that we are on the vanguard of completely revitalizing and transforming network marketing, which is a wonderful industry, but it's misguided, it's hurt a lot of people, and it doesn't need to. These are things to be proud of. And as we get more and more into making those phone calls and having a little success and pushing through the fear that it, you know, that we have to do those things that are uncomfortable, what's on the other side, I'm here to tell you as a witness, is way more than money. It is way more than money. It will make you happier. We have a happy-making machine here at North American Power. I mean, I'm a living example of it. It is incredible. And let's talk for 1 second about that first phone call. Another person told me one time that the difference between success in life and failure oftentimes is 20 seconds of bravery. Not 20 minutes, not even 2 minutes, 20 seconds. When you're looking at that phone, you know, for 20 seconds, and you decide whether to pick it up or not, once you pick that phone up and you dial, the words just come out of your mouth. I had 20 seconds of fear before I was called up to speak to you. I was nervous because I don't know what the heck I'm going to say. I really don't. I don't plan it. I had an idea that I wanted to share this with you, but I don't know if it's going to come out with my stuttering or I'm going to forget where I'm going, you know, because Lord knows I go 5 different places at once. I don't know any of those things until I start talking, but I trust. I trust that the words will be there because what I'm doing is important. And I say a little prayer. It was so funny. Right when Robert was saying that he prays that he's going to be there for the people at the PBRs, I was sitting there saying a little prayer that I was going to be there for you. You know, that I was going to come up here and say something that might make a difference. It might make you realize that what we're doing here is bigger than the comp plan, and it's bigger than, it may be bigger than anything any of us have done before. And I'm delighted to have that vehicle. I'm going to tell you one last thing that sort of put the icing on the cake for me, and we're experiencing it today, as far as feeling that what I was doing was really, really good. And that was when John Costino and Brad Pales joined us. And that was a miracle, because John Costino and Brad Pales were involved in the only other free opportunity that has even existed in the last 20 years, right, Robert? I mean, of any significance. And how in the world did they find us? I mean, it's not that small a world, but they found us, and they knew that we were kindred spirits because we were doing free. And I wasn't at first taking John that seriously. He was introduced by a rep, and then all of a sudden I got it, you know, and I just moved heaven and earth to get him on board. You know, we had a comp plan. Originally I said, can you tweak our comp plan because there are things that aren't working? Then as I began to realize who he was, I thought, well, wait a minute. Do you ask Michael to tweak your painting? No. You give them a blank canvas. So I said, forget what we've done before. Just create the comp plan that you've always dreamed of. And once again, what he created, because we were kindred spirits, was the most generous and, more importantly, most ethical compensation model that probably has ever existed in network marketing. Robert, do you agree with that? I mean, most ethical. And our policies and procedures are the most ethical. There's no gotchas in our policies and procedures. You can't be terminated in 30 days for any reason at all. You can be terminated, but you've got to do things that you'd have to say, yeah, I don't blame them if they terminate me. There's specific things that allow us to terminate you. I mean, we can't have criminals working in the business, so there have to be things but they're specific, and any reasonable person is going to avoid them. So this is your business. This isn't a part-time job. This is a business you can bequeath to your kids. You can sell. I mean, this is a real opportunity to own a business, and that's important to us that we really do that. I'll just tell you just one negative because I found it amazing. I won't mention the name of the company, but just to show you how different what we're doing is from other companies, I got subpoenaed to testify in a arbitration between an individual rep who I knew and cared about and one of our competitors in energy. And I went to testify, and they asked me a question. They said, do you have in your agreement a clause that says you can terminate people within 30 days for no reason? And I said, no. And what's more, I wouldn't even dream of having a clause like that. I mean, why would anybody even do this? I mean, we're promising them permanent residual income while they're sitting on a beach. You know, that doesn't go together. Well, you know, they didn't like hearing that. You know, that didn't go with it. But you know what I found out afterwards, and this blew my mind, and I maybe shouldn't say this, but it's the truth, and it was so disappointing. We're not a member of the Direct Selling Association. You know, we're not. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Because that poor girl lost that arbitration, and I won't give you the details, but she shouldn't have lost, because they had that clause in her agreement. And once they saw that clause, it didn't matter how egregious what they did to her was, and it was pretty egregious. But you know one of the reasons they won? Because the president of the DSA, the Direct Selling Association, showed up as a witness for the company and said that was a normal clause. All the companies have that in their policies and procedures. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So part of my mission and our mission is to clean this industry up and to create a model, you know, that will have to be copied. It will have to be copied because people will become educated and they will be saying, no, I'm not joining this. Look at this, you know. So one last thing about this transformational experience, and this was really a great thing for me. John comes on board, and you'll hear John in a few minutes, and he's a tremendously gifted trainer. And I went through his first training, it was make your list of 25 people and pick up the phone and here's what you say, because I didn't know network marketing. No, it wasn't about that. It was about personal development. It was about learning how to be enrolling. It was about learning about relationships. And I'm sitting in the back of the room and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. This means that people can join my company for no money, attend two or three of these trainings, disappear, and they'll be better at everything they do for the rest of their life, because life is an enrollment game. Life is an enrollment game. I don't know if you realize that, but if you want to raise, you've got to enroll your boss. You know, if you want a beautiful wife, you better be good at the enrollment game. You know, I mean, because that's what it is. Everything is an enrollment game. And so we're not, you know, this idea of, and you know, learning to enroll for the purpose of network marketing, don't kid yourself. This is training for life. And it's marvelous. And I was very moved by that to realize that we were also offering that. And now I hear Robert, who is absolutely the best of the best. I mean, I was so entertained. I mean, Robert, I've never, you know, John and you are on parity. I've never heard anything like John, and then I hear you, and it's just amazing. I mean, you are one of the most special, you know, deep, kind-hearted, generous people I've ever met, and we're just becoming friends. And I'll tell you, how entertaining is he? I mean, you can sit and listen to him for hours. I mean, he's so entertaining in the way that he says things, and he speaks from a level of experience and success that I'm telling you, there are not a half a dozen people in the United States that can speak from that platform of the kind of success that he's had. So I feel this opportunity is very, very special. Very special. I think it's life-altering. I don't think it's just about the money, but I'm telling you, if you begin to get into this and you start feeling more self-esteem and you start feeling happier, well, guess what happens? It's easier to work hard. It's easier to pick up that phone because you're not, you know, you're You've gone through what I went through. It's not so much about you anymore. You're in front of rooms like this, seeing the people you've touched and hearing the stories of, you know, the success people are having and the lives that are being changed. And it will have an impact on you. It will have an impact on you. So that's what I wanted to tell you. And I'm going to stop talking now. So thank you very much.
Before I bring the man of the hour up here, okay? And this is a very, very important subject I want to kind of cover here. Dealing with the type of characters that's going to be in your team, okay? Now, this is what I'm giving you right now, is a level one training on sorting people on your team. When we have our next convention, which is 90 days from now, we're going to talk a little bit about it at the end, okay? The training is going to go up. Every convention we have, the training level is going to go up, okay? But I want to give you guys what I call the entry-level training on sorting people on your team, okay? Now, what I want everybody to understand, because network marketing is so wide open for everybody to join your team, you're going to get all kind of people from all walks of life, all situations that join your team. And it's a sorting process. I want everybody to understand, I want you to write this down. We don't convince people to do our business. We're professional sorters, okay? We're looking for people that are looking for us, okay? We don't want to convince nobody of nothing. We want to sort people and get them into business and hopefully that they choose our business, okay, for integrity reasons and to go after their goals and dreams. Now, as your team starts to build, you're going to have to be dealing with a lot of different people on your team. What I'm about to share with you guys today, and some of you guys heard this on our conference call, but I want you to really understand where you're at and the type of people you're going to be dealing with. More important than that, each character can move up and change who they are and graduate and elevate to another character in our business, okay? Now, this is what I want you guys to understand. When you sort of people on your team, you basically got six types of people that's going to be on your team. You got a quitter. You got a person that's active, you got a player, you got a worker, you got a leader, and you got a stud. Okay? Now, all six of these have different characteristics. I'm not going to go into detail, but I just want to give you a little flavor. So as you building your business and maneuvering your teams and so forth, and as you build the business, you have to look and see where you at on this scale as well. Okay? Now, this is what I want you guys to look at. Let's look at some characteristics of a quitter. Most quitters, they take a long time to enroll in the business. As soon as they get in, they quit. Okay? They always have excuses. They always have a story. They have a victim mindset, and they quit their business fast within 24 to 48 hours. Okay? These people are going to fall on your team. Don't worry about it. Don't get discouraged when you have a lot of these people on your team. Is everybody with you on that? Okay? That's just the nature of network marketing. Okay? A quitter, again, takes a long time to enroll, always have excuses, always have a story, have a victim mindset, and they put their business, they quit their business very fast, within 24 to 48 hours. Now, this is what I want everybody to understand. This type of training that you're getting today, when you start dealing with people in your team, excuse me, don't say, you what Robert Dean said, you're a quitter. Don't do that. This is for you to identify and help you maneuver your time in your business so you can be effective in building your business. Everybody with on that? Okay? The next thing is an active person. Now, active person is somebody that's just on the service. They're not building the business. They're not going to meetings. They're not doing that, but they're just active. Every month they pay their $19.50. Every month they pay their gas and their electricity. Okay? They could be just a customer. Okay? And sometimes they wake up and become a player in the business. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes your customers, or sometimes people that are just active, they'll wake up. But the key thing you guys got to understand is always keep good communication with active members. Don't ever bash them. Don't ever make them feel bad for not doing the business. It's just not their time right now. Let them choose. They're active members. That's the residual income, a part of your downline. You got to always protect your business and use common sense. Is everybody with on that? Okay? The next character is a player. Now, the player, and I want everybody to understand what the player do. The player signs 1 to 3 reps or a customer. Notice I didn't say they sponsor. They sign them up. There's a difference between signing somebody up and sponsoring them. Okay? They may get one. They may be on the call 1 or 2 times. They may, you know, attend a meeting 1 or 2 times. And a lot of times they're in and out. You'll see them in and out all the time, going to meet here and there. You might see them this month, 4 or 5 months later, they come back. They might be on a conference call or two. They might come to a meeting or two. Okay, we call these people the players. They'll sign up 1 or 2 people, and maybe a lot of times those 1 or 2 people don't do nothing. Sometimes the 1 or 2 people they bring in blow up and they sit on top of them. Okay? These are what we call a player, and these are the kind of characters that's going to be in your organization. Okay? The next thing is a worker. Now, these people sponsor 5 to 10 reps, okay, or customers. They're always on the conference call. They plug into our team training system all the time. They work their business like a 9-to-5 job. They're very dedicated to they do the business, and they eventually develop into a leader. If you stay in a worker's mode, you will develop into a leader. I used to be a worker all the time in this business, okay? I still see people today that I run into and say, man, I can't believe, Robert, then you became a big superstar in network marketing. I remember, man, you used to sit in the back of the room. I remember when you used to shake people's hands and come in and straighten out the chairs and straighten everything up, and you were so quiet. And out of all the people in that room, you became a superstar in network marketing because I stayed as a worker. See, you got to learn to be a great follower before you can be a great leader. You can't lead nobody if you've never been a great follower, a very, very loyal follower. You cannot lead if you don't know how to what? Follow. Okay? So I want you guys to understand, workers are very special people, and they're very volatile because workers are at a point where they're working the business, but they're putting more effort in than they're showing their income. So a lot of times, they always at the meeting, they're working, they're dead, everything's going on, but they're not making the kind of money they want to make. And a lot of people on the outside looking in always make these people feel bad, okay? And a lot of times, if these people are not growing and developing and staying plugged like they should, a lot of times they would let people drip in their subconscious and knock them out of the game. So I'm very protective of the workers in my organization because I know where they're at right now. Does that make sense? You have to be mindful of that in this business. Okay? You have to make sure that you're in a position that these people in your organization, make sure that you help them along the way and keep them encouraged. Because when they leave here and they get bombarded with all the negative stuff out here in society, sometimes it makes them feel bad. Hey, man, I don't put in all this work and I'm not really making that kind of money. What you don't understand about network marketing, I want you to write this down. In the beginning, you're going to put way more effort in this business than you're going to get paid. Okay? But down the road, you're going to get paid way more money than the effort that you put in. That's how it works. And I'm going to tell you how I equate this business. How many people ever seen this system set up where you go and get water out of a well, you have to pump it, and they got a little bucket that says pour water in. And then you prime the pump, and you keep priming it, but ain't nothing coming out. You sweating like crazy, pump it. Then all of a sudden, there's more water than you need for a cup. It overspills. There's just water going everywhere. That's how this business is. In the beginning, you priming, pumping, but ain't no water coming out. And then, next thing you know, there's more water than you can drink. That's exactly how this business is. When I learned that, that's when I got laser beam focused on the work, and I stopped listening to all the people at my job. So guess what they say to me at FedEx when I came to work? You got your check. You got to pay, Rob. And I'm out there loading the truck because I done quit my job as a manager. When I got started, when I got real full swing in network marketing, I demoted myself. I came to my manager and said, look, I don't want to be a manager no more. I want to just drive a truck. Rob, you done lost your freaking mind. No, I want to, you know, do that. And they thought I was crazy. So every time I come to work and I'm loading the truck with them, they come up, so how did the little meeting go last night? It's like a little gang on the job, you know. How you mean go? I thought it was good, man.
You rich yet?
No, man, I just got in. I ain't been in the building but a few months. No, I'm building. And what they saw is that they saw me slowly but surely start to not be around them no more. Okay, because they want to go and get a little table at Chastain Park and watch the concert. They want to have parties at Cellini Pizza once a month. And they always had these little house parties and stuff. And slowly but surely, they didn't see me no more because I started detaching the wrong people from my heart. Okay? And see, I'm going to tell you guys something I want y'all to be careful about, especially right now, and you're to work in this business and you're on your job. Don't run around on the job telling everybody you ain't going to be here. Don't do that. Don't be like, you'll see, watch and see. Don't do that. Because in your mind, you think that's going to make you do something. No, that's putting added pressure on you that you don't need. Okay? Just like when I decided to lose weight, I didn't tell nobody. I just did. Okay? When I was decided that I was going to leave my job from FedEx, I didn't tell nobody. I just said, hey, I'm going to want to do this business. And everybody thought I was crazy. And it's amazing. When you're doing something out of the norm and you're a worker, everybody putting it. See, this is the most volatile, most important person in your team because they're working and they ain't getting paid the way they should. Okay? And so everybody is picking at them. Hey, you need to be in our company. How many people you got over there in North America? Oh, see, you was over here in our company. This is the numbers. You'll be making it. And they ain't making enough. They can't show you a check. Who knows what I'm talking about, right? We have to take care of the workers in our group, people. The workers are the most important people in your team. Okay? Very, very powerful people. And they got the most weight on their back. A lot of them espouse them at, when is the money going to come? I see you've been running out of here, going to these meetings every week. You know, all these conference calls. They get picked on the most. The workers, that's where you got to get strong. That's why you got to build your mentality. That's why I went over a lot of the mindset stuff to help you handle multi-category situations and stay focused. To teach you how to change your state of mind so you can stay grounded and stay focused. Does that make sense? Okay? Because these people are going to mess with you. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. I finally left Federal Express. I got my income up to over $10,000 a month, and I'll never forget. I went in on my job, and I quit on Dr. King's birthday because I told him I have a dream of getting right up out of here. Okay? True story. Okay? And I'll tell you something. All these people that are picking on you, you got to go back. Once you've had a lot of success, you got to go back. And it's fun, too. It's so fun. Oh, man, I'll never forget. I pulled up at FedEx years later in a red Ferrari. I never forget. I had worn that Ferrari in a network marketing company. Worn the Ferrari, and me and my son, Lil Rob, we went right down the aisle in that Ferrari. One, they gave it to me at the World Congress Center downtown. It blow your mind. I went to FedEx in my Ferrari, When I pulled up at FedEx, I was clean as a board of hell. Is everybody with on that? Clean. I had a pocket full of money. I think I had about $20,000 on me, cash. And I went straight up in there and wanted to say, I need to send the FedEx a package. He's like, you know the price, Rob. I'm like, no. I'm a customer now. I don't work here. See, now you got to go back and mess with them. I said, well, how much is that? You know, $5,000 to this. I don't count. I said, man, what that $20 bill doing in there? Throw it down on the ground. See, you gotta go back, okay? Because they don't know the many nights I cry. Seriously, I would pull over the side of the road in my Hyundai on my way to a meeting, saying, "Is this really gonna work? God, please help."
60 seconds.
And what is they quit? See, we don't went through all of y'all think, you know, all Robert Dean and me, and we went through the same stuff. That's why I can sit up and tell you. Okay, it's been many times I pull over the side of the road tonight. Ooh, is this really for me? You know? Okay, because I'm human just like all of you guys. But I stayed the course. I stayed plugged into the training. I dusted myself off, dried the tears up, and went on and did the meeting. Go to some of the meetings, nobody showed up. Go to the meeting, one person showed up. Go to another meeting, 100 people there. Go to another meeting, nobody shows up. That's just the way it is. That's why you got to stay off that roller coaster ride. That's why you got to be working on your mindset so you can inoculate yourself from all the negative stuff so you can stay focused on what's going on. And just understand. And that's something I learned from my mentor, and I want y'all to use this right now. I can say this now because I used to always say, I'm going to do that when I become a millionaire. And it really works. Anytime you're in a situation in this business and you feel like giving up and everything around you just pulling you down, ask this question and God will give you the answer. Say, God, what would Robert Dean do in this situation? I promise you, you will get the answer. Is everybody with me on that? That's what got me through. I'm just being straight with you. That's what got me through. And then when the development hit and the money hit and everything started rolling, then, of course, I mean, it's a self-perpetuating thing then. Because documentation beats what? Conversation. Okay? Is everybody with on that? It's hard for somebody to say the business don't work when you pull up in a Lamborghini, isn't it? Pretty hard. Okay? So I want you guys to understand, we feel you. We understand where you at. That's why these events are so important. See, what you guys don't understand is that not only do you need the event, but the event needs you. Okay? Other people need to see you. And that way, get you out of your comfort zone from where you're from. Does that make sense? Okay? So understand, people, the workers are very, very important in our business. The next character is the leader. They sponsor 20 or higher reps of customers in their business. They're always on a conference call. They got guests on a conference call. They plug into our team training system. They work their business from ain't to faint. Okay? They get a check every week, and they eventually develop into a what? Stud. Okay? Now, the leaders is a very, very special position because this is the people that are doing their own presentation. See, I'm going to teach you guys the secret of that. Peaking interest is cool because you need to do that. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you really want to get this thing done, remember I told you earlier, it's about how many people presentations you put people in front of. You just need to start doing the presentation. You got somebody that's interested in this, you just sit down and show the plan right there. You ain't got the three-way to nobody. You just show them the plan. That's what the leaders do. See? They're going straight forward. You open? Okay, great. Let me show you the plan. You got to get used to showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan. But see, right now when you're brand new, you got to edify and direct them to the New G website or to your upline so they can get in front of and show them the what? Plan. But if, remember, the kids keep showing people the plan. At some point, as a leader, you're going to be doing your own meeting. Okay? And guess what? You're still going to have the same stuff. As much money as I've made, I still got people that I know personally still waiting on saying, oh, man, I don't think it's going to work. But you know me. What are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? See, we all still have the same thing. So even when you start making a lot of money, you're still going to have people that ain't going to believe that they can do it. Some will what? Some won't. So what next? Who here want to be a leader? Raise hand. Raise your hand if you are a leader. Oh. All right. Okay. The next character, stud. The stud sponsor 40 or more reps and customers into the business front line. They are always on a conference call. They always plug into the team training system. They work their business from anchor faint. They are making $5,000 more a month, and they have developed 5 leaders on their team. Who don't want to be a stud? Anybody want to be a stud? Okay. Now, this is going to blow your mind. The more duds you have, the more studs you have. A lot of people don't understand it. Remember I told you, the higher your failure rate, the higher your what? Success rate. Because some of you are going, man, I don't brought these people. Well, only half the people done left. Stop worrying about that. Just keep building your business. Now I'm going to give you a little secret here. A lot of you guys sit around here and think you got a team. Let me tell you something. You come to this business, you hit referring customer, you think you got a team. You ain't got no team. Write this down. You don't have a team until you got 300 people on your team. You just create a team. You don't have a team until you got 300 people on your team. Now, this is going to really blow your mind. For every 300 people on your team, you're going to find one real leader. So until you hit 300, guess who's the only lead on the team? You. That's what most people don't understand. I want you to write this down. Every 90 days, 80% of your team is going to quit. Let me tell you what's so fun about this business. You can make more money than you can even spend on a monthly basis in a lifetime off 20% of your team. It's the 20%ers that's going to make 80% of your what? Income. And this is going to blow your mind. 80% of the people is going to be responsible for 20% of your income. So why are you worried about them wanting to quit? Them collectively on an account for 20% of your check. That's what most people don't understand. So stop looking at, man, I got 10 people and only one active. Well, okay, keep rolling. This is how I want y'all to start doing this business. Now, this is how most people do this business. Imagine you going down the expressway and you going from Atlanta to Orlando, Florida, and you're going to take 75 south. I give you directions. I give you a navigation system. The navigation system says go south on 75. But guess what? This is how y'all do the business. I want you to imagine you got off on every exit and said, am I going the right direction? And then you get back on the expressway and you get right off the next exit. Is it going to the right place? That's how a lot of y'all doing this business. Will you just keep moving? Robin, I'm doing the right thing. Yes, you just got to keep doing more of it. But every time you get off the exit, you slow up the momentum. You just got to put your feet on the gas and keep running and stop worrying about all of the other stuff. It all just comes and it gets fixed by you just staying focused and doing what you're supposed to do. Is everybody with on that? Does that make sense? Okay. So I want you guys to understand, people, these type of characters are going to fall in your organization. Don't worry about it. You just decide what character you want to become, and you do that, and you will start attracting more of the people that you want in your business. How many people like that? That makes sense? Okay. Now, what I want to do is I want DJ Mike over there to hit with the music here. Okay. We're going to get her to bring up John Costino, but I want everybody to stand and stretch right quick, okay? And while we're doing that, can I get a few volunteers to help me bring the whiteboard up here and bring them over here together to make sure that the master got everything he needs to show y'all this life-changing comp plan and the behavior of it. And while we're doing that, you can get the music on. There you go. All right, okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right, hold your hands up. While you got your hands up, lean your knees. And y'all need to get some rhythm now. There you go. Okay. All right.
I want to give away $19.50. Now, what I want to do here, before we bring John up, okay, for the people that pre-registered, we had a drawing, okay? And because of technical difficulties and all this stuff, we can't show it, but we got two people that won the drawing, okay? Now, this is going to happen at every 90 days. That's why you need to pre-register, because I'm going to tell you what's funny. You're paying basically the same thing at the door or pre-register, but the people that pre-register, they get a chance to win some money. Every convention, the pot gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, now, one of my opportunities back in the day when we got way up there, we bust $50,000 on the dance floor, okay? So I want you guys to understand, but we're not going to tell you, when we said we're going to have an event, when we said pre-register, we're not even going to say that, because I'm going to tell you something. If I would have told everybody, pre-register, we give away money, then y'all would have pre-registered because you got something to gain. So you didn't pre-register because it was the right thing to do. You pre-registered because you had an intent to get money. See? So I want you to understand our style. We're going to say things, and we're going to say that. We're going to see the people that's going to just doing it, and then we're going to reward those people. How many people like that? That makes sense? Okay. So what we did was, out of the drawing, I draw twice, and I hope that people are here, because I know a lot of people pre-registered last night, and I know some people had other obligations that they had to attend today. But the first person name that I pulled that pre-registered is a young lady by the name of Wendy Wells. Everybody give Wendy Wells a round of applause. Yeah. Oh, come on up here. Okay, Wendy, come on up here. Okay. Okay. All right, come on up here. We're going to play Let's Make a Deal. Behind door number one and door number two. The next person that we pull out of that is a gentleman by the name of Ronald St. James. Is Ronald St. James in the room? Come on up here. Oh, okay. Anybody here? Okay. Okay. Now, since you guys get a chance to win some money, so you don't get it because you got poor. You got to win it. You got to ask a question. Okay, now since we've been in training the last 2 days, okay, oh my God, what are you going to ask me? Okay, now if you get this question right, okay, you can win some money. Okay?
And I'm going to start with ladies first because I'm a gentleman. Okay? In the edification process, okay, you got four characteristics. Which characteristics represent a person having fun? What is it? Having fun? Okay. What is it? Say it loud.
Dawson.
Give a round of applause, okay? Now, who would that person screamed out Miami? I'm a PJ Butt over there. Okay. Now, for her doing that, okay, we'll give her a $100 bill. Everybody give her a round of applause. Okay? Okay? All right? Wrong. Okay? Okay, in our training, we talked about a lot of different subjects, from building a business, right? We talked about mindset, right? Okay? We talked about, we did the mind better training, right? Okay? Let me ask you this question. What particular part of the brain has the same miracle as the earth and the dirt? Is it conscious or subconscious? What is it?
It's the subconscious, sir.
Give him a round of applause, okay? Okay. Now, at least y'all got one room paid for tonight, didn't you, right? Okay? All right. I'm going to ask both of you guys a question, and I'm going to let you guys get together and come up with the answer. Okay? If you get it right, I'm going to give you some more money. Okay? That's this question. Look at you. Let me draw a little closer. Terry Breitbart is the CEO of our company, right? You would agree that, right? If you can tell me the name of the other co-founder of our company and tell me his last name, then I will give both of you guys some more money.
It's Mr. Kerry Turnbull.
All right. Give him a round of applause. Appreciate that. Thank you, guys. Okay? All right. You're welcome. All right. Give him a round of applause. That's good. Okay? Now, how many people are going to make sure that you pre-register us so you don't know? I get crazy, especially as we get bigger and bigger and bigger. See, it could be $1,000 for each question they get right, $2,000 for each question they get right. How many people are going to pre-register next time? I think you're going to be like, Robert, where's the site at? I don't see it on there. Right? Now, what I want to do is I want to bring up a gentleman that I have the utmost respect for. I've been knowing this guy for over 15 years personally. We have done business together in network marketing, okay? This guy's been very, very successful in this industry. The compensation plan that we have the privilege of having in our company, this gentleman not only wrote this comp plan, but he actually is the person that orchestrated and engineered this whole comp plan. He is a mathematician. This comp plan was written almost 13 years ago, and he could not find nobody that had enough integrity to use the comp plan. And see, what y'all don't understand is that this comp plan is written from a distributor perspective, not from an owner, okay? This guy, I'm going to let him tell the story quickly on how he qualified Kerry. He didn't take one penny from Care when he came over here. And I'm going to tell you what I was blown away with John. He said, you know what? In order for me to get to know this guy, I'm going to move in with him. So he lives with Carrie because he said you can put on a front in front of people all the time, but you can't keep that front up if you're living with him. Is everybody with on that? This is the kind of person that you guys, that we got in our company, on the brain to the front of the room. Not only a real good friend of mine, but a real serious business partner of mine, okay? I want everybody to give it up to Mr. John Casino. Hello, Atlanta. Is anybody besides me having fun? Could you do me a favor? Could you give it up one time for Mr. Robert Dean? I want to talk about him for just a little bit because it's so important for you guys to understand where you sit, not just with our company, but within this organization. I have known Robert for going on 13, 14, 15 years now, and as a representative, we came through the ranks with similar companies. I've always had a tremendous respect for his work ethic and for his success. Would you guys agree that it's beyond conversation? But there's something that does not get talked about enough because most people just are never going to know this. But in the last 11 years since Rob and I worked in the industry in separate companies, our groups would cross paths. Does that make sense? Representatives that worked with me and for me would come across representatives that worked with and for Rob. And it was funny because across the board, every time I would get to that point, I was always happy to talk to somebody that worked with Rob, but I had basically zero intentions or designs on them joining us. Anybody want to guess why? There's no one in this industry, and I'm not saying this in front of them, I'm saying this, period. There's no one in this industry who takes better care of his leaders. You're going to find a lot of people will talk a lot. And there are even leaders who not only have success personally, and they make sure that their key people make money, but to me that's not taking care of your leaders. That's still building your brand. Mr. Robert Dean has done an exceptional job of making sure that people feel special, feel taken care of, and actually are being cared for and taken care of. So I want you guys to understand, there's no higher compliment that I can give any representative in any company in this industry than to say that when I come across representatives in their group, I tell them, you just need to be grateful you're working with Rob and you stay there for as long as he wants you. So, Rob, my highest respect to you. And I can't tell you how thrilled I was when he decided, because he kind of ruined my vacation. You do know that, right? As we were leaving in January for our annual leadership reward trip, we were going to Cancun. And I had heard, like, 10 days before our trip that Rob was open and looking. And I was excited about that. And I think it was on the bus to the airport to fly to Cancun that I heard he had made a decision already. And I said, all right, well, I guess we'll have to let him go, I don't know, 60, 90 days before we come after him. But the bottom line was I was so thrilled when he made the phone call and said, I want to come up and talk to you guys because there's no better validation for our company than one of the best network marketers in the world joining. And I want you guys to understand, I'm talking top five in the industry, not in the country, in the industry. That's what you guys have going on. And I'm going to share just a brief background of how this came about. And everybody's like, I want to see the numbers. The numbers don't mean anything, to be honest with you. The numbers don't mean anything if you don't apply the information that you're hearing to go out there and build your business. And as I sat back, I'm sitting next to
Mr. Brad Tales and Mr. Curry Breitbart listening to Mr. Dean train, and they'll tell you, I just keep going, I love this. I just want him to come train all the groups around the rest of the country, because you guys understand it's keeping it simple that makes it work. And honestly, you heard already the most important thing you could ever learn. Be able to effectively go out there and approach the people that you know and create the value and respect for the expert. Not for yourself, who's made that mistake. Y'all just too lazy to raise your hands for that? Because my hand's up, I used to make that mistake for 3 years. Once we realize it's not about us and it's not about how well we can talk about us, but we can create value and respect for someone else. And it doesn't have to be Mr. Robert Dean. It's whoever you're bringing your prospect in front of, whether it's a tool, a recorded message, a leader at a local PBR, whatever, a webinar. Create that value and respect for whoever it is they're going to hear from, and your job is done. And if you can master that one thing, you don't need to learn anything else. Does that make sense? And it just made me smile and feel so good in the back of the room to hear Robert talking about that and to know that the leadership already has completely bought into that and the rest of you are going to fall in line with that. This will be the largest and fastest growing organization in the industry of network marketing. Not in North American power, in the industry of network marketing. And the last thing I'm going to say about this is I made a promise to Robert in the office that he applies what he's already done in his very, very, very successful career here. In 3, 4, 5 years, he will be known as the individual with the largest check in the history of network marketing. But that's not what got him excited. What got him excited was having 3 or 4 or 5 of the top 10 in his organization. Now, as Robert mentioned, I took a look at this company back in November of 2010. And I met Mr. Curry Breitbart in January of 2011. And in 22 years in this industry, I've met a lot of people. I've met a lot of very successful people. How many of you guys have met some successful people? Met a lot of wealthy people. Met a lot of smart people. Have not met a whole lot of successful, wealthy, smart people who have any humility, though. How many of you guys met some people that are just a little too full of themselves? And they can almost justify it because it's like, I guess they have that right. One of the things that really amazed me when I took a look at North American Power as a company was the ownership, specifically Mr. Curry Breitbart. And his track record was extremely stellar as far as what he had accomplished. But what struck me as amazing was he was so humble. When we met, quite honestly, he had every right in the world to tell me, nice to meet you, there's the door. Because this was already a successful company when I looked at it. What I saw were a couple of tweaks that could make this opportunity second to none in the history of the industry, and it was all just a bunch of noise because it was what I thought might happen. And to his credit, Mr. Breitbart didn't dismiss me. He actually said, let's talk about it. Let's hear what you have to say. And for the next 6 weeks, I literally lived with him. I would fly from Michigan to Connecticut, stay at his house, and it's funny because how many of you guys have ever had somebody lie to you before? If you don't raise your hand, you're either a lazy liar or very naive. And the reason I say that is I've been lied to by some of the best, and I just became jaded. I probably shouldn't say this, but I don't trust anybody anymore. I just smile and assume you're lying to me. I'm pleasantly surprised when you're not, but I just don't get disappointed. I'm just like, sure you are. Okay, great. Wonderful. Let me know when the knife's coming. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. But I actually had the opportunity. He said to me, he goes, we can put you up, and he names a couple hotels. He goes, or you could stay with me. And I said, I'd love to stay with you. And he probably thought, you know, what's wrong with this guy? But quite honestly, after being a network marketer for, at the time, 20 years, I'd stayed in enough hotels that I love staying in a house when I can avoid a hotel. Does that make sense? And it also allowed me something that you just don't get to find any other way. You can see from 9 to 5 what anybody wants you to see. But for me, what do you like at 8 o'clock in the morning? What do you like at 11 o'clock at night? How do you treat your spouse, your kids, your dogs? More importantly, what kind of TV do you watch? You ever figure out that you look at somebody's DVR, you can learn a lot about them? Well, I was happy to find out we like all the same TV shows. I'm serious. That was pretty cool for me. I was like, all right, that means he's got good taste. But in all sincerity, he was the same humble, very generous individual, 8 a.m., all through the office, 11 p.m. at night. It probably annoyed him, but I was there all the time. We went in, we drove into the office together sometimes, we drove home together, and we just spent time. Because I was learning as much as I could about the company and him and the rest of the employees as he was about me. And I'll be honest with you guys, I fell in love with the company to the point where I did not ever want to do this again. How many guys have ever heard somebody say they were retired, they were done? Done. I was done. I moved from Michigan to Florida, moved my family onto the golf course. I was going to hit golf balls, and I was saying bye-bye after 20 very good years in this industry. I was never going to do it again. And the only reason I'm here in front of you today was over that 6 weeks, Mr. Breitbart did something that I had never experienced in, we'll call it, a good 10 to 12 years consulting in this industry. I'd met 36 owners who all wanted the best comp plan. You guys all know what I'm talking about? And it was real easy for me to write the best comp plan. The hard part was to get an owner to not abuse what I gave them. Because they all had the same idea. Give me the best that I have to give to people and let me keep as much for myself. And what they would all do is they would cut little pieces out. No one else pays this? Well, then we don't have to pay this either. So the very benefit of having all those things, instead of it going to the reps, it went to where? To the owners. And the funny thing was, it was a constant. It became automatic. I'd be like, okay, give me my consulting check and never use my name because I don't want my name attached to what you now have. And that's just how it went. First time in my entire existence, I met somebody who was not thinking what's in it for me. And you heard him speak earlier, so you understand why. He'll tell you. If you had met me 10 years earlier, it would have been all been about that. But his philosophy had changed. And one of the things that I have to say, because he'll probably want to fire me for saying this, because he says I shouldn't talk about it all the time, but I do. He's generous to a fault. The only thing he ever asked, every time I said we should do this, first thing he used to say is, I have no idea what you're talking about. He didn't understand 90% of the changes I wanted to make, just because it's not his background, compensation plans. So he went with, I don't understand really what you're talking about. Here's all I want to know. Will it be good for the reps? All he wanted to know was, will they make more money if we do this? And I said, yeah. And he would say, are you sure? I'd say, yeah. He'd say, okay, then do it. Now, how cool do you think that is? By his own admission, he didn't understand, which means I couldn't prove it to him. He didn't understand what I was trying to do. But the only thing that mattered every single time there was a discussion was, is this going to be better for the reps? Will they make more money? Is that somebody you'd want to work for? And the reason I say this is it had nothing to do with me wanting more money. There was no amount of money that was going to get me to take this job. Because at the time, I had a 3.5-year-old son. I was a full-time stay-at-home dad. And I had already done this gig for 20 years. In fact, Rob and I had talked about it. I was like, man, I feel guilty. I'm away from my son 90% of the time now. But I do it without hesitation because I've been waiting my entire life to work for a man like that. And I want you guys to understand, that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm going to urge you guys to speak and walk around as loud and as proud as you've ever been in your life. Because you don't just represent North American Power. You don't just represent American Wind. You're actually the walking, talking, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week commercial for Mr. Kerry Breitbart's goal to go out there and empower average people for success. That's really what our responsibility is. And I say all that as a background to simply say this. What I'm about to put on the board could have been for 36 other companies. This has been in my head since 1996. I offered it to ACN before I left. I left because they didn't want anything that empowered the field. They wanted to keep the breakage where it was. So I'm very happy, as Mr. Brad Taylor said. I've had the rug pulled out underneath me a couple times, but you know what? As much as I questioned, why, God, are you doing this to me? It's because he said, well, dummy, you need to be over here. So we had to keep pulling the rug out until I landed here. Does that make sense? And what you're about to see is, hands down, without question, the finest, most lucrative compensation in the history of this industry, and I doubt anyone will ever match it or surpass it, because that would require them to lose an important personality trait, which is called greed. And I don't know a whole lot of owners out there that are going to think the way Mr. Breitbart has. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys some questions, some markers here, and kind of give you the nuts and bolts of what I do when we bring the high-profile leaders into the home office. We give them certain things that you just can't do in a presentation because it's too deep. Does that make sense? So I'm going to give you some stuff. Now, I'm going to preface it by saying, if your brain starts to squeak, close your eyes and check out. It's okay. Because you do not have to understand everything I'm about to say. Does that make sense? You never have to know all this. You never have to explain all this. What I'm going to give you right now is what allows me to say on a stage, on a national conference call, that we pay more than everyone else. And I beg the leaders in every other company to challenge me on that, because I know their flaws that they may not even know don't exist here. And if we took the same production, you can think about whether it's ACN, Five Links, Ignite, AMI, you name it. Take the same exact production, put it on this comp plan, we pay more. They don't have to add customers or reps. We pay more on what they've currently built because we don't have gotchas. Make sense? But I'm going to show you a couple of things to sell this, because when you're talking to average people, they're not going to grasp 90% of what we're going to talk about. But when you're talking to network marketers who say things like this, why should I join North American Power? Well, I always just say, I don't know, do you feel you're worth as much money as possible? Because you're getting shortchanged where you're at for your efforts. That's all I say. If you don't feel you deserve the most, then stay where you're at. If you feel you deserve the most, then you should be with North American Power. Because you understand we're going to do the same work. You guys get that? I don't care what network marketing company you're in. We all do the same thing. We go out there and we look for people who are what? Interested in home-based business. So our competition is not just other energy providers. It's anyone in any home-based business, from Avon and Mary Kay all the way through nutrition, telecom, you name it. We're all fishing in the same pool for the same fish. People who are sick and tired of whatever it is that's going on in their lives, and they want to add an income or make a change, right? And so we're all trading our hours of time to go out there and find those people. Well, the trick is, whoever has the most customers at the end of the day makes the what? So I'm going to give you a real simple equation. If we're all in this to go out there and increase the income that's going into our household, you guys tell me, where does money come from? And in our industry, where do customers come from? People, but what kind of people? What do we call people in this industry? Representatives. So doesn't it make logical sense? Whoever has the most representatives will have the most customers. And whoever has the most customers will what? That's the name of the game, guys. So what we have is an unfair advantage. So the first thing, when you're talking to people about this business, we have to level the playing field. And this is what happens when I sit down with leaders. They all want to take the best of theirs and ignore all the negatives, right? Raise your hand if you've been actively involved in network marketing prior to North American Power. Excellent. So let me ask you guys to be brutally honest for a second. Would you agree that the percentage of people that have said yes to you in your career is slightly smaller than the people that said thanks but no thanks? You tell me what percentage of the people that are approached for network marketing either say thanks but no thanks or don't even take a look at all versus the ones that join you. What would be the ratio? Who would agree 9 out of 10 either say no thanks or don't even show up? All right, for those of you, 8 out of 10. All right, there's some people either too lazy or think they've got a higher closing rate than the average person. You guys tell me, what number do you want to work with? Because I can work with anything. 9 out of 10? Okay, I'm hearing a lot of 9 out of 10. Some cocky people sometimes go, I get 50%. I said, really? Do you live with Jeannie? Major Nelson? No one else old enough to remember Roger and Jeannie? The only way you're closing 50% is, yes, master, right? Bewitched. There you go, Samantha. So if we're going to talk about this apples to apples, we've got to talk about our group. So I ask these people, well, how big is your group? And I don't care. They lie. I got 1,000 people. Great, you got 1,000 people. So those 1,000 people all go out there and they approach 10 people this month. That's 10,000 exposures. So that means in your current opportunity, whatever it is, there are going to be 10,000 people approached to join that business. And if they're being honest, they're going to say 9 out of 10 are either going to say, don't have the money, don't want to risk the money, thanks but no thanks, or just blow off the opportunity to begin with. So we'll give them the other one out of 10. So that means they're going to get 1,000 new reps, right? Well, for no investment, no risk, which is in our energy footprint, or low investment, low risk, which would be American Wind, you tell me, what percentage of the people do you think would say yes? I won't be cocky and say all 10, because it should be, but I've heard 7, 8, and 9. What number do you want to go with? 7? Because I'm happy to be conservative. So right off the bat, how you doing? So that means in your new production, 1,000 would have joined you in, you know, Ignite, Ambit, Five Links, whatever. 7,000 joined you here. Do you think there's a chance that your team might be a little bit more excited having those type of production numbers? Because let's be honest, folks. We all of us have an IQ, an I quit level. Yes? We all do. Some of ours is just so high you don't see it, but there's some people who have a very low I quit level, right? Usually it's right around the first time somebody says, you did what? You gave them how much? Crazy. I'm out. One no and they're gone. So is this going to keep a lot more of your people in and engaged if they see that kind of percentage? All right, so right off the bat, the simple fact that we're going to attract more means you're going to keep more. Because y'all have heard this statistic, right? 84% of network marketers for the past two decades, you ready to say it? Don't renew. So that means if you put 1,000 people in and 84% don't renew, how many reps do you have at the end of the year? 160. Does that begin to discourage people? When you worked really, who would be happy putting 1,000 people into their business in 1 year? Pretty good, right? Who would be devastated to find out that only 160 were still with you at the end of the year? Takes the wind out of the balloon, doesn't it? Or out of the sail. Air out of the balloon. Same thing, you're crashing. So understand, there's a mentality that I want to make sure you guys understand with the low investment, low risk model, is people stay excited and engaged, which means you as a leader, because I'm talking to you guys as leaders, will have momentum in your organization. Because if people are quitting and people are stopping, you don't get to ever spell the word momentum, because guess what you're doing? You're starting over again. Who's been there? Every month is a grind because you're starting over from what? From scratch. Some of you guys are not averaging 1,000 new people in your business every month. So by definition, what if you're averaging 50 or 100 and 85 of the 100 quit? You're starting over again. So the idea is this psychology I want you guys to have is a viral exponential growth. It's what, watch this, it's what you thought every network marketing company was when you joined it. Because isn't that how it looked when the clown in front of the room drew all the circles? And you said, just click your heels three times and you'll be there? Who, seriously, who was excited that first night and by like the end of the week they were like, wow, this is not what I thought. Even if you don't quit, you just, the enthusiasm is gone. So I want you guys to understand something. We are going to show you something that doesn't just pay the most, it keeps people engaged. It keeps them not just retained so they don't quit, it keeps them excited. It allows them to remain motivated to keep building. Because if there's no growth, it doesn't matter how big your check is, guess what? You're like a boat with the engine that just cut off. You're just floating with the tide now. Who's been there before? Anything fun about that? No, no, you want an engine so you can steer and decide where you want to go. So let's talk about what initially takes this thing in motion. And that would be the fast start bonus. How many of you guys are excited about the fast start bonus? We have two. We have the American Wind, and we have the Energy Footprint. And I want you guys to understand something. You are here. How many of you reside in Georgia or Florida or the Carolinas or one of the states that's not in our footprint? This is the biggest thing I want you to take away. You can still be a top money earner and get paid off of the energy footprint by making a phone call into anywhere that we right now currently do electricity and soon natural gas. Some of you have heard this story. When we launched Chicago, Illinois, January 24th, two individuals became wealthy overnight that to this day still can't change their electricity to North American Power because they live in Texas. Mr. George Battle lives in Houston, Texas. Did we open Texas yet? He can't switch his electricity, but he made a phone call to an individual who lives in Dallas, Texas, named Ephraim McDaniel. Together, those two individuals helped us to open up Chicago, Illinois. And we began to build it with American Wind, and it was nice. We put about 2,000 people on American Wind in 5 months. That's pretty nice. But when we launched the energy footprint, even though those two guys in Texas cannot switch their electricity over to North American Power, they got rich overnight. Because we attracted over 1,000 customers in 3 days. And I don't know what our number's up to, 20, 25, 30,000 customers in Chicago. But those two guys are not, I won't ever give anybody's incomes away, but I'll say this, they rival top producers in other companies. And we're not even in Texas. So how many of you sitting here today would like to be one of our top money earners 6 months from now? Understand, don't have the mentality, I can't wait till you come to Georgia. We're in Georgia. And I don't mean physically we're here, I mean American Wind is where? It's everywhere, exactly. It's in Georgia, it's in Arkansas. And with American Wind, that's you. Doesn't look like you, but it's you. You can override New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Connecticut, Ohio, Maryland. Every time you hear us opening a new market, you get to override that market as well. Does that make sense? So I'm going to share with you guys both of the fast start bonuses because it's so important for you to realize just because you're on American Wind does not mean you cannot benefit from the energy footprint. Fair enough? We all clear on that? All right. American Wind. The fast start is based on your first five. We don't limit you. So say, I'm not limited. Say it like you mean it. I'm not limited. Thank you very much. Because I don't want anybody going there and say, you should get five. No. Minimum, five American Wind renewable energy certificates gets you $75. It gets you, for your first three, a $20 bonus. For four and five, an additional $30 bonus. For a total of how much? $50 in bonuses, plus $5 for each one of the renewable energy certificates for a total of $75. After your first five, we don't give you five anymore. We give you seven, right? That's the ARC bonus. So how many reps could you go out there and introduce in your first 30 days? Unlimited. You've heard Mr. Dean talk about get 10, right? So the next five, you still get the $50, but now what's five times seven? 35. So now it's not 75. 10 gets you 85 plus 75, which is 160. And again, you'll get 85 for each additional block of five. Now, I'm all about keeping things as simple as possible. So I'm going to tell you the pitch that I've used for American Wind, because I don't care if somebody is a network marketer, is an entrepreneur, I don't care if they're waiting tables and they've never been in the industry. I'm going to ask you guys sincerely, who in this room knows somebody that's been damaged in this economy, needs a little extra money? If I showed you a way to take $20 and turn it into $125 in 7 days, are you interested? What would most people say to that? Because here's what we're talking about. I never use words like customer, energy, because American Wind is not about their energy bill. It's not about saving money on your electric. It's about what? Renewable energy and entrepreneurship. So you go out there and you study the videos that are provided to explain American Wind and what we're doing. and you use those tools to explain what people need to hear. You keep it simple. You keep it on the profit side. Who wants to turn $20 into $125 in 7 days? They say yes, you tell them, here's the deal. We're going to go get your first 5 business partners to do the same thing you did. Subscribe to American Win. That gets you how much? Guess what we're going to do with each of those 5? Same thing. Help them get 5, which means, because you're going to get $2 for each one of those recs underneath. 25 times 2, 50 bucks. Who thinks that's reasonable to turn $20 into 125? I don't care if you have to call 50 people to find 5 that would say yes to that. Not do you want to start a business, not because then it starts too many thoughts in their head. But you ask 50 people, would you be interested if it was legal? Some people, you got to say that to them. If it was legal to turn $20 into 125 in 1 week, would you be interested? Because who knows, somebody plays the lottery. I don't even know if you have casinos in Georgia, but there are some people in New Jersey that go to the casinos. Because everybody's looking to turn $20 into 125. But how does it work when they play the lottery? Not so well. How about the casinos? Not so well. That's as simple as the pitch would need to be to get them to say, all right, show me more. What do I have to do? And you've seen already the new G-Hub, right? Will that do a very, very good job of explaining how they make that happen? But you keep it that simple, pure economics, pure profit. On the energy footprint side, it's a slightly different conversation. In the footprint, which is, and I want you guys to understand, if you know only one person in our footprint, that's all it takes. But you just have that person, hey, you pay an electric bill, right? How would you like to have your electric bill paid for by your electric company? It's an IQ test. It's one question. It's pass-fail. If they get it wrong, don't ever call them again. And try to get the keys away from them. I tell people, drunk driving's bad, dumb driving's worse. Because you'll eventually sober up. But if you can't get this question right, you should never drive again. How are you going to figure out red, green, yellow, right? You know what I'm talking about? Here's our goal. Energy footprint. Find 10 people that say, yes, I would love to have my electric bill paid for by... Y'all sleeping? I would love to have my electric bill paid for by... There you go, my electric company. Those 10 customers are worth $250. The Fast Start bonus works this way. Your first 3 customers equal 50. The next 7 equal 150. And we pay you $5 per customer as an ARC bonus. And the reason I say 250 is most people will get their 10 in the same day. So they're not going to get $7 for the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. They're just going to get 5 for all 10. But the bottom line is, how many times can you do that in your first 30 days? The record's 130 customers in 30 days. Who in this room thinks renewable energy is pretty important? If all 10 choose 100% renewable energy, your bonus is $450, not $250. Someone say that's crazy. Can you think of an easier way, legally, must say that, to make $450? Find 10 people who pay an electric bill who say, yep, I'd love to get my electric bill paid for by... my electric company. Guys, that's as simple as it needs to be when you're going out there and sponsoring a new person. And the reason I felt compelled to explain this is I've traveled back through our markets the past couple of weeks and have been amazed to find out how many ways people can complicate that message. Who knows, some folks would have to add something to the recipe. I'm not mad at you, but here's the problem. If it's no longer simple, people get paralyzed. Y'all realize people have not thought since they left high school, right? If they went on to college and they haven't thought, their last day of school was the last day they really had thought. And I'm not making fun. Who knows somebody that's got a job? Not making fun. People have jobs. Can we agree they get into a routine? I'm talking about you just figure out everything.